Neil Mulling raising $3 billion from investors, report says. By CNEV Post. Just as Neo has completed the issuance of $1 billion in convertible senior notes, a report about its new funding plan has reignited investor concerns about its financial situation. Neo is considering raising about $3 billion and has approached investors from the Middle East, a Bloomberg report said today, citing people familiar with the matter. The fundraising could take place as early as next year, a person familiar with the matter said, according to the report. Negotiations are currently underway and details are subject to change, the people said, adding that there's no certainty Neo will proceed with the fundraising. Earlier today, Neo just announced the completion of a $1 billion offering of convertible senior notes. After the company announced the note offering plan on September 19, its U.S. traded stock closed the day down 17.07%, its biggest one-day drop in 4 years. The convertible senior notes offering is Neo's second financing in the past 3 months. On June 20, Neo signed a share subscription agreement with Sive Holdings, an investment vehicle majority owned by the Abu Dhabi government, which planned to invest a total of about $1.1 billion in it through the issuance of additional new shares and the transfer of existing shares. On July 12, Neo announced that it closed a $738.5 million strategic equity investment provided by Sive Investments RSC Limited, an affiliate of Sive Holdings. The Sive entities also acquired certain Class A ordinary shares of Neo from an affiliate of Tencent for total consideration of $350 million, according to its July statement. Following the completion of the investment transaction and the secondary share transfer, Sive Investments owns a total of about 7% of Neo's total outstanding shares. Bloomberg's report today has fueled investor concerns about Neo's finances, leading to a fresh sell-off in its stock. At press time, Neo was down 7.39% to $7.90 in pre-market trading on the U.S. stock market. Neo's deliveries have been weakened several months of this year due to the switch of models from the older NT1.0 platform to the latest NT2.0 platform and the release of several new models. Neo delivered 23,520 vehicles in the second quarter, down 24.23% from the first quarter and down 6.14% year-on-year. Its gross margin fell to 1% in the second quarter, down from 13% in the same period last year and from 1.5% in the first quarter. Neo hopes to achieve double-digit gross margins in the third quarter and 15% in the fourth quarter, the company's management said in an analyst call after it announced its second quarter earnings on August 29. Neo's cash and cash equivalents, restricted cash, short-term investments and long-term time deposits balances stood at Chinese yuan 31.5 billion as of June 30. Down 6.3 billion Chinese yuan from 37.8 billion Chinese yuan at the end of the first quarter. Neo's deliveries have rebounded significantly over the past 2 months, delivering a record 20,462 vehicles in July and 19,329 in August. It had previously guided for third quarter deliveries of 55,000 to 57,000 vehicles, implying year-on-year growth of about 74% to 80.3%.